Hello everyone, welcome to Changes in Your World with Josephina. In this episode, I wanted to introduce the topic of labels in the beauty industry and how I would like to make a change for the LGBTQ community. I would like to take the label of beauty salon and barbershops and throw it out the window. I want everyone to feel comfortable, and to do that, I would like to create a no-label shop for any and everyone, a nationwide company, so everyone can experience it. All things put together in one. That will include hair, nails, brows, waxing, lashes, and makeup. Tell me if you like my million-dollar idea. Hello everyone, and thank you for tuning in. Welcome back to Changes with Josephina. Today I wanted to talk about why or even how I came up with this idea of this no labels salon or shop, as you would call it. As a lot of you may not know, I actually have visited the barbershop many times over the past 2 years. I actually have an undercut done, and I wanted to kind of talk about what it was like for me my first time going into a barbershop. I was pretty young, and it was kind of awkward for me, to be honest. I went in with my grandfather because he was a guy and I'd never been in a barbershop before. He took me in for my birthday. He was gonna pay for it. And we walked in and everyone was kind of staring at us, and it kind of made me feel really weird, like I was different or I was off, or, you know, they're probably looking at me like, what is this girl doing with a head full of hair walking in this barbershop? So, I don't really want other people to experience that feeling of feeling awkward, of like not feeling like they're welcomed. No one said hey or hi to me or anything. They just all kind of stared at me, and then I, you know, had sat down, and then the barber had asked me what I wanted. But this has happened to me multiple times over the past 2 years because I've been trying to find different barbershops, trying out new designs on my undercuts, seeing what the best fit for me was. And I didn't like how I felt after that. And so being a part of the LGBTQ community, I had to think of my fellow gays, girls, and transgenders. I already had a plan of kind of doing this thing that every little girl usually wants to do, or dreams of owning a beauty salon or a beauty salon. And my grandmother used to own one when she was younger, and, you know, and that really inspired me. I was like, maybe this is something that I can do, that, you know, I can try to do it on my own if I need any help. You know, I have people that are already in the industry in my family that I could ask questions or, you know, get their advice on certain things or what I can do to build my clientele. So I was kind of already pumped about this, and I was like, yes, I want to do this. And like, thinking about it, and, you know, I'm like, how can I add my own little spin on this, like, you know? And I thought back about how I felt going into those barbershops when going on my own, how I felt, and it came in my head. I was like, wow, this is an amazing idea. I never thought, like, you know, I could come up with something so great like this, like, you know. And so I had already had this idea in my head for a while, and I'm, you know, working at a restaurant, and I was a host, so I greeted this couple, or this husband and wife, and I was like, hey, how are y'all? Like, you know, I can show you to your table. So I show them to their table, and I'm sitting there talking to them, and they're asking me what I want to do after high school, and I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to tell them. It's kind of like coming out a little bit. It's kind of like, you know, you don't know how people are going to feel about it, you know, and it would be nice to get some feedback. So it was kind of like coming out. So I was like, hey, I was like, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to have this shop, this no label shop. Like, I want it nationwide. I want to open a new one and open a new one and open a new one, you know. And I want it to be known that people don't have to be afraid. People don't have to be afraid to come into my No Labels salon or my No Labels barbershop or my No Labels nail salon. Like, I want it all together in one, right? So I want to make it be known. And the guy was wearing a barber shirt, and so I couldn't miss the opportunity to tell them, and that's what inspired me to tell them. And I told them, and they were super excited about it, and they were like, oh my goodness, that's so awesome, you do that. They were like, you go and do that, I've never heard anything like that. And the guy was like, the barber had said, you know, I work at a barbershop here, you know, in this town, and I want, you know, I think that would be an awesome idea, because I have people messaging me every day asking me if it's okay, if they could even come in just to get their hair cut. And that right there hurt my heart. It really hurt my heart. But it also was heartwarming, because he was so nice about it. He was like, yes, of course you can come in, of course, you know, this is a judgment-free zone, but like I said, I want my No Labels salon or my No Labels whatever it is, all together, all in one No Labels shop, to be known that it is a judgment-free zone. So thank you for tuning in today, and I hope you enjoyed my little story, and I wish y'all the best. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today to Changes with Josephina. Today, I kind of just want to talk about a product that I've been using every day since I could get a hold of these. They are just amazing. And, you know, with COVID going around and everything, I know in not every city you have to wear a mask, but it is nice to stay protected and worry-free about whether we're going to get COVID or not. I've been using these All Shields, and I mean AL Shields, disposable face mask. It says they're non-medical. They're just like the medical ones. But they come in adult sizes, children sizes. The pack that I use is a 10-pack. They come in all different fun designs and bubbly colors. The pack that I'm using currently comes with a bright pink, a solid mint, a solid teal, and a solid navy. They come with 3 layers of protection. And you can find them at www.al-shields.com. And, you know, to ask any questions about the mask or anything, you can contact them at contact us at al-shields.com. But yeah, so I just kind of wanted to share this with you. And I hope that you guys will try them out. Like I said, thanks again for tuning in, and I hope y'all enjoy the rest of your day. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Changes with Josephina, and thank you for tuning in today. In this episode, I'm going to be interviewing my little sister, Aaliyah, and I'm going to be asking her some questions. What do you think about the idea of me owning my own company, No Labels?
I think it will make a big impact on many lives and convince many others to pursue their own ideas and dreams.
That's very... Yeah, I feel like that's very true. That's what I hope to do. I really want to change people's lives and kind of just make people aware about how they make people feel with their actions and their words. So, next question. Do you think it will help the LGBTQ community?
Yes, I do. I believe it will make a big impact in the LGBTQ community because it will show many people to be confident in who they are, and even if that means that people may not agree.
That's also very true.
I have worried actually a lot about what people are going to think about it. And like I said, like in my last episode, that it is kind of like coming out to people because they see how passionate about you, how passionate I am about the LGBTQ community and the way that people make them feel. And it's like I said, yeah, it's just like coming out. So, next question. How do you feel about your sister making all of this happen?
My inner core feelings feel that my sister and her idea will show me to stick to the things I am passionate and the differences I want to make in our world.
Wow. I really hope that it will inspire you and inspire other people to pursue their own dreams, because no matter how other people will feel about what you are doing, as long as you're happy and you know that it's going to make other people happy, I think that you should do it. So, do you think going through all of this and making this happen, do you think my business will be successful?
In my opinion, I think it's going to take time and dedication, and you will have to go through many of people's point of views and beliefs.
So, like I said, I'm really worried about what other people are going to think about what I'm doing, because I know people from religious point of view and everything, a lot of people aren't going to agree with what I'm doing, but like I said, I'm going to stick to what in my heart feels correct to do, and I feel like I need to make this change. I feel like if I didn't think of this idea, I don't really know what I would be doing right now, and I'm really actually happy that, you know, I came to my own senses and forget what everybody else is thinking about and just do what I would like to do. So, yeah. So next question. How would you feel going into a barbershop alone?
Personally, as a girl, I find it to be awkward going into a barbershop with people with the opposite gender. And it almost feels like you're an outsider and you don't belong.
Yeah, so like I talked about in my last episode, this is why I asked her this question, and I was very surprised to hear her answer right now, because it's like people think they know what it's going to feel like, and yes, that's exactly how you will feel if you were a girl and you're walking into a barbershop, unless you're crazy. and like that's her answer really surprised me, because that's exactly how I felt, like I talked about. It is very awkward, and it can be very, like, you can kind of feel like really weird, like people are looking at you, staring at you, like you're different. And you know, that's why I asked her this question, because I wanted to see what her response was going to be, because I know other people are also going to feel that way. And like I said, I want to do everything in my power to try to change that feeling for other people. But yeah, so to wrap it up today, I would just like to give a big thank you to my sister for, you know, coming in here like a rock star, just answering all the questions for me, even though, you know, she's doing her own thing. She got her own stuff going on. And I also wanted to thank everyone for tuning in today, and I hope everyone has a great, awesome day. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Changes with Josephina, and I just want to thank everyone for tuning in today and listening to my whole entire episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed this one. And I hope that I can inspire you guys to do what you're passionate about and make a change in other people's lives, because that's what this whole entire episode was about, was change and making a change for other people. You know, I just wish y'all the best, and I hope you guys are changing other people's lives every single day. Give someone a hello, a hi, a hug, any of that. And just try to live life to your fullest. And keep on moving and doing what you're passionate about. And yeah, so I hope y'all have a wonderful rest of your day, and come listen to me again.